This week is Shabbos Zocher, when we lay in the parsha of Amalek to mekayim the mitzvah, like it says in the pasuk Zocher Asher Osu L'cha Amalek. We have a mitzvah to remember what Amalek did to us, b'derech b'tzeis chamim mitzrayim, and therefore we lay in the parsha about the melchama of Amalek to remember what Amalek did to us, like the Mishnah says in Megillah. That the third week is the Dalet Parshiyos, and the second week is the week of Zachar. We first lay in Shkolim, then Shnio, we lay in Zachar, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Reish Pei Hei, in Sif Beis, B'Shabbos Shnio, the second week, which is the week before Purim, Metzian Beis Svarim, Be'echot Kaira Parsha Shavua, B'Sheni Kaira Zachar, Tzasher Asa Lecha Amalek. And we wanted to discuss is that we all know there's really six Zechiris. It's printed in Lavs the Sidurim. The Sheish Zechiris, there's a Zachar, Tzeischem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, L'man Tizkes, Yoim Tzeischem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Koyim Echiecho, to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then there's a second Zechiro, to remember Maimid Har Sinai, Hishamr l'chosh, mar nafshecha, pentishka chesedvarim asheroi necho, to remember Matan Torah and Maimed Har Sinai. There's also a zechira of the eagle, zechor al tishkach is asher k'tzavta Hashem l'kecha b'amidbar, to remember that Klai Yisrael went through and got the mice of the eagle in the midbar. Then the Zachar says, "Asher asa l'kim l'Miriam." Remember that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara, and remember the punishment that she got. And lastly, Zachar says, "Yoyim haShabbat l'Kadshoi." There's six Zechiros, five other ones besides the Zechira of Maisa Amalek. It happens to be interesting to note that the Shlah adds another Zechira. The Shlah is in Yuma, Ois Reish, the Shlah also adds Zoch the Chartes Hashem Lekecha Kehu Anois Lecha Koyach Las Yischoyol. There's another Zechira to remember that Hashem is the one who gives you the Koyach Las Yischoyol. The Chidah even goes further and lists 10 Zechiras, because he adds on Zechiras that are listed in Navi, even if not listed in the Torah. And he adds on, remember, Mashiyasu Balak Ubilam. Remember, Bilam is Eitzah. V'chein, he adds on, remember the Mon. And he adds on, Zechiras Yerushalayim. That's just interesting to note. But we want to discuss that these six Zechiras, we don't find a Kriya, a special Kriyas HaTorah, for these Zechiras. Why? What's the difference? Kana ben Shoel Manishtana. What's the difference that only when it comes to Zechiras Maise Amalek, to remember what Amalek did to us, over there we find a specific Kriyas HaTorah of Zacharet HaShe'as L'cha Amalek, which we don't find by the other Zechiras? What's the difference? They're all mitzvahs, they're Raisa, to remember a certain thing, a certain thing that happened. So why are we only have the Kriyas HaTorah specifically Parsha Zachar, Zachar Asher Asa Amalek? What's the difference this Zechira, the remembrance of Amalek, difference than all the other Zechiras? The truth is, this question is an old question. The Magen Avraham asks this question in Siman Samach, in Hilchas Kriyas Shema. The Magen Avraham says, "Lama tiknu tzarech tam." It needs reason. It needs an explanation. "Lama tiknu likreis parshas Amalek, mashalay tiknu beschiras acheres." Why is there a takana of kriya, of kriyas HaTorah, when it comes to remembering Amalek, which we don't find but the other zechiros, the other things that we are commanded to remember? Says the Magen Avraham, the Yesh Leimar, the Mikol Matan Torah, Yesh Lono Chag HaTzaras, V'huadin Shabbos, we have Shabbos. He says, U'maisa Miriam, U'maisa Ego, Lo Tiknu. There is no takana to lane, to have a Kriyas HaTorah of Maisa Miriam, to remember what Miriam did, that she spoke Lashon Hara. U'maisa Ego, why not? Mepnei Shu Genusim Shal Yisrael. Since it's a Gnai, it's saying a bad thing that Klal Yisrael did, that either Miriam did, or that Klal Yisrael did, that they were Ivra Aveira, they were Nichshol. They stumbled in Aveira, whether it's the Aveira of Lashon Hara, whether it's the Aveira of the Ego. Therefore, there was no Kriyas HaTorah made for these remembrance, because it's a Gnai, it's not the saying the positive traits of Klal Yisrael, but it's saying the negative, that they were Nichshol in an Aveira. So the Magen Avraham is saying that Amalek, we have a Kriyas HaTorah. Matan Torah Shavuos, we learn about it. Shabbos, he seems to say that Shabbos, through the Kiddush, through the Davening, we also have a Zechira. But he says that Maisa Miriam and Maisa Ego is different because it is a Gnai, it's not saying the positive, it's only saying the negative, therefore there's no specific Kriyas HaTorah. And this Magen Avraham needs an explanation. And the Aruch HaShulchan already asked the question, the Aruch HaShulchan over there in Siman Samach, Sivkotan Dalid, he says, the doichik. What the Magen Avraham says, he says it's hard to understand, it's a doichik. The ima Torah chayvi laskiram. If the Torah says a mitzvah, a commandment, to remember what happened to Miriam, and to remember what happened to the Yidden when they did the Aveira of the Eagle. So it's a mitzvah, it's a chiv lazkiram, ein lonu lahabit al agnai. What are we saying? It's not a positive about the Yidden, it's a negative. But if the Torah commanded us to remember, we shouldn't be looking at this, that it's a negative. And we shouldn't care about that, that it's not a positive about Klal Yisrael. It's a negative about the Yidden. Since the Torah commanded us to remember, we should still have a Kriyas HaTorah, because to be yotze the mitzvah deraisa, to keep, to fulfill the commandment of remembering. What does the Magen Avraham mean that because it's a gnai, because it's not a positive, it's a negative, that is a reason why there's no Kriyas HaTorah? What's the difference that since Amalek, the Torah commands us to remember, so we have a Kriyas HaTorah, and Miriam and the eagle, which the Torah also commands us to remember, we don't have a Kriyas HaTorah. What does it help? It's a negative if the Torah commanded us to remember. So I wanted to discuss and I wanted to say over two different ways to understand the Magen Avraham. And with this, it will help us understand and say a Hagdorah, say to understand what the mitzvah of Kriya of Parshas Zachar. What is this that we read, what is the fulfillment that we have every year, the week before Purim, that we lay in from the Torah, Parshas Zachar? What is that commandment? Is that the only way we're Mekayim the mitzvah? The only way we fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar as Asher Asa Amalek? And why is it specifically in that way? The Machtzis HaShakel over there on Siman Samach on the Magen Avraham, he goes and he explains the follows. He says, really, the Magen Avraham holds that we could be Yotze, we could fulfill the mitzvah of remembering each Zechira, whether it's the Zechira of Amalek, or it's the Zechira of Miriam, or of the Eagle. In truth be told, we could be Mekayim that mitzvah when we lay in that parsha, when we get up to the parsha of Miriam, then we could be yotze the mitzvah of Miriam, of remembering what happened to Miriam. We get up to Parshas Kisiso, where it talks about the eagle, we could be yotze the mitzvah of the eagle. Each parsha, when we reach that parsha, we don't need a specific Kriyas HaTorah. And the truth is, even Amalek, when we reach Parshas Kisetze, we would have been yotze the mitzvah of Zachar Tashas Lecha Amalek when we read those words in the Torah by Parshas Kisetze. Says the Machzor Shakol that we have a kriya of Parshas Zachar the week before Purim, that is not the only way to mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. That is a takana derabanan that were Chazal were mesakin to read it the week before Purim. But the mitzvah deraisa doesn't say you have to have a specific kriya. So to be yoitz in the mitzvah deraisa, we could have waited till we learned the parsha when we got up to that parsha. The Magen Avraham's question wasn't a question how to be yoitz the mitzvah deraisa of Zechira. Surely the mitzvah deraisa of Zechira we could be yoitz when we reach the parsha. And that is true even by Egel and even by Miriam. The Magen Avraham's question was why there was a takana derabanan to read the parsha of Zachar, specifically a separate, a new type of reading on the Shabbos before Purim. Why don't we have a special, specific reading also for Miriam, also for the Egel, also for Matan Torah? With that, the Magen Avraham says, Matan Torah, we have Shavuos, so we don't have to have a specific different time of year. Shabbos, each Shabbos we remember. When it comes to Miriam, and when it comes to the Egel, says the Magen Avraham, that the Chazal, that the Rabbanon weren't Mesakin, a new Kriyas HaTorah specifically for it, Mipnei Gnusim Shal Yisrael. Since it's not a positive, it's talking about the negative, the Klal Yisrael, or at Miriam, were Nichshol Navera. So therefore, the Rabbanon weren't Mesakin. They didn't make a new takana, a new Kriyas HaTorah specifically for it. But the mitzvah deraisa, surely we are mekayim when we read the parasha. So that's the answer to the Aruch HaShulchan's question. The Aruch HaShulchan said, if the Torah commanded us to remember, how could you say, because it's a negative, we won't do it? Sure, of course we're being mekayim the mitzvah of Zechira, of remembering. That's when we read the parasha, when we get up to that parasha in the Torah and the Seder of reading the parashias. The Magen Avraham's question only was, what about the mitzvah derabanan? The takana to have a specific, special Kriyas HaTorah for that Zechira? Says the Magen Avraham, that's only necessary for Amalek and not for the Egel and not for Miriam, which is because it's a negative about Klai, so we didn't make a special, specific Kriyas HaTorah. Now we could add the Pula Socher, the Sefer Pula Socher on his Hagoyis, on the Maaseh Rav, Simen Kufla Megimel, he speaks out that now it's true that Midaraisa, we could have been Yoisa, the Maaseh Amalek, the Zechira of what Amalek did to us when we reached Parshas Kisetze. But he says now after Chazal made the Takana, and the Rabbanan told us the way to read Kriyas HaTorah is a specific Kriyas HaTorah the week before Purim, says the Pula Socher, so now that remains the only way to mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. And he explains it that it depends if mitzvah tzriches kavana, mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana, and he has a discussion about that, but he says that since that's the way Chazal were masakin the Kriyas HaTorah, that's the way Chazal made that we were yoitze the Zechira. We fulfilled the mitzvah of Zechiras Ma'aseh Amalek only this way, the week before Purim. So that is the way that we are mekayim the mitzvah, and we aren't mekayim it, at least without Kavana, in Parshas Kisetze. But the other Zechiras, the Zechira of Ma'aseh Miriam, the Zechira of Ma'aseh of the Eagle, that we could be yoisa very well with the Kriya when we get to the Parsha and we get to that specific parsha, and we don't have to have a special Kriyas HaTorah. That's one way to understand the Magen Avraham. But I think we can understand the Magen Avraham differently. And it's the opposite type of explanation. Till now we are understanding that the mitzvah of Zechira, whether it's the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek, or whether it's the other Zechiras, is a mitzvah once a year. Remember once a year. So therefore, the Magen Avraham says, Amalek, we remember the week before Purim. And the other ones, as the Machzor Shekel explained, we yotze the mitzvah when we get to that parsha. But one looks in the Magen Avraham, it sounds like the Magen Avraham is only going in the Kitzvei HaRizal. The Magen Avraham brings Masha Kosav Bekavonis ubeksavim, that when one says the bracha of Aver Rabba every morning, one should have in mind the Sheish Shechiros. When one says Avonu Becharta, he should remember Matan Torah, Bekerav Tanu is Maimon Har Sinai. When he says L'Shimcha HaGadol, he should remember Amalek, because he should know Ein Hashem Shalim, Hashem's Heilige name, is not complete as long as Amalek is still here. L'hoidus l'cha, what we say in the bracha of Aver Abba, l'hoidus l'cha, we should remember that our mouth was given to thank Hashem and not to speak Lashon Hara, which is the zechira of what happened to Miriam. And v'zechartes kol mitzvah Hashem is to remember Shabbos, which is shekula, which is equal to kol ha-mitzvah shebetorah. And says the Magen Avraham, when we say Ba'ava, we should have in mind the ego which tore us away from Avas Hashem. In the Arizal, it sounds like this Kisvei, the Ksavim, and the Kavanas, it sounds like that the mitzvah B'chol Yoim, these Sheish Zechirois, is a mitzvah every day. And really, the Magen Avraham himself, in his Pirish Zeis Ranon on the Sifra, in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, he speaks this out and he says, "Ubeshlo ubekisve hari kosav shemitzvah lizkeroisam bechol yoim." Each and every day there is a mitzvah to remember what happened to Amal. When Amalek started off of the Yidden, to remember what happened to Miriam, to remember the eagle, and all the Sheish Shechiras is a mitzvah each and every day. And the truth is really the Shitas HaRambam, which the Achronim learn up in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Hei Mehilchus Melachim, when he's talking about the Zechira of Amalek, he says like this, and I'll quote the Lashon. Says the Rambam, mitzvahs asei la'abed zecher Amalek, u'mitzvahs asei lizker tamid, always, ma'isav ha'ra'im v'revasoi, kedei le'oirer evasoi, shenemar zacher es esher osa l'cha Amalek, mipi ha'shmua lamdu zacher ba'peh lo'y sishkach b'leiv, she'osar l'shkoyach evasoi v'sinasoi. The Rambam writes that it's a mitzvah to remember Tamid, always. And the Charedim, in Perek Yud Beis, Ois Chof Aleph, the Charedim speaks this out and he says, mitzvahs esei min ha-Torah, l'kaimoy b'chol yoim, is the mitzvahs esei lizker, mash osu l'cha Amalek. And he says that the smack says the mitzvah is only the Shabbos of Nei Purim. Oz mekayme mitzvah zu, we are fulfill the mitzvah, the Shabbos before Purim. But he says the Lashon HaRambam, which we quoted earlier, and the smag, it sounds like it's a mitzvah b'chol yoim. Even further than that, in Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tofresh Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch says the Lashon HaRambam sounds like it's a mitzvah tmidius. Just like we know the Sheish Mitzvah Tmidius, one of those constant mitzvahs that one can be mekayim not only once a day, but every second of the day, is a mitzvah to remember what Amalek did to us. It's a constant mitzvah. It has no specific time, and one can mekayim it in every minute, and one should mekayim it always. Now, even though the Chinuch himself doesn't list this, in the beginning of the Chinuch, we know the Chinuch writes the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidius, and he doesn't say Zachar Tashasa Lecha Amalek. So, really, the Chinuch, one looks in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Reish Gimel, the Chinuch says, by Mitzvahs Amalek, he says that the Mitzvah is Lizka Pam Achas Beshonoi Beshteshonim. It means the Chinuch is not going like the Rambam, that the Mitzvah is to remember it Tomit. So it's very good. The chinuch l'shitasoi, the chinuch shita is that you don't have to remember it always, and therefore the chinuch did not list it in the list of sheish mitzvahs medias of the constant mitzvahs. But the Rambam, on the other hand, with the chareidim and the smag, are all going that it is a mitzvah to remember it constantly, to remember it each and every day of one's life. And that's really what we're saying, the Magen Avraham is going in the Rizal, that the mitzvah is to remember it each and every day. If so, let us go back and explain the Magen Avraham's question. The Magen Avraham says that there's a mitzvah, this that we have a Kriyas HaTorah once a year of Amalek. Again, the Magen Avraham is not saying that is the way to be Yotze, the mitzvah, the Reise, that is the way we are Mekayim, we fulfill the mitzvah that the Torah commanded us to remember what Amalek did. No, because that mitzvah is a mitzvah constantly. The Magen Avraham obviously is understanding that it's a mitzvah, it's a takana derabanan, to have a Kriyas HaTorah once a year of Parshas Amalek, of Zachar Asher Aslucha Amalek. Even though the mitzvah deraisa, the mitzvah which the Torah commanded us to remember Amalek, that we do daily, that we do constantly. Still, the Rabbanon made a takana, they made a new Kriyas HaTorah to lain before, the week before Purim, about what Amalek did. Of that, asked the Magen Avraham, so why? What's the difference? The mitzvah, the reisa, you fulfill each and every day. And every zechira we fulfill every day. But why did the Rabbanon see to make a new rule that we have to lain, we have to read Zachar Sha'asa Alcha Amalek specifically, a Kriyas HaTorah once a year, and the other zechiras we don't? With that, the Magen Avraham says, oh, because Miriam and the eagle was genusim shal Yisrael, it's the negativity of Klal Yisrael, so therefore we didn't want to have a Kriyas HaTorah going into detail of the negativity of Yisrael that they went to, they did Averis. The Magen Avraham never is meant to say that we don't have a mitzvah to remember it. Surely we have a mitzvah to remember it. That mitzvah to remember it is a daily mitzvah. And since it's a daily mitzvah, so therefore, surely we are mekayim the mitzvah of Zachar Asher Aslucha Amalek, the Zachar Mashanasel and Miriam, and the Zachar of the Eagle. Magen Avraham's question was, why is there no Rabbanon? Why did the Rabbanon not see to make a new takana, a new Kriyas HaTorah for these Zachiris? Says the Magen Avraham, if it's the negativity of the Eden, we don't make a new Kriyas HaTorah midrabbanon. Only by Amalek, which is the positivity, which is saying the goodness of the Eden, there we made a Kriyas HaTorah. But the question is, and the question arises, that if what we're saying, Im Kenem HaDvarim, if this is true, in the Shittas HaRambam, in the other Rishonim, that one is Mekayim the Mitzvah each and every day. So, it comes out that we don't need a Sefer Torah to be Yotze that Mitzvah of Zachar L'cha Asher Asa L'cha Amalek. Because each day we don't take out a Sefer Torah and read it. That we only take out the Sefer Torah and read it on Shabbos Zachar. Which way we're understanding now is only mid-Rabbanon. The Rabbanon made a Kriyas HaTorah to read once a year. But the Zechira B'chol Yoim is not from a Sefer Torah. And a Prima Gadim in his Sefer Rosh Yosef in Megillah, Daf Yud Chas, he really asks this as a question. He says, the mitzvah say, I'll call Ishmi Yisrael Lizker Maisa Amalek B'chol Yoim. The mitzvah is daily to remember Amalek. So he says, it should need a Sefer Torah. Vitzarachin, he asks, that we don't have such a minig daily to take out a Sefer Torah and to use a Sefer Torah to remember what Amalek did to us. But the truth is that it's not such a simple thing that the Zechira, Zachar Tesha, Asul Lecha Amalek, and surely not the other Zechiras, if it needs a Sefer Torah to be Yoytze that mitzvah. The Prima Gadim himself, in Mishpitzov, Simon Kuf Mem Gimel, he assumes that Midaraisi do need a Sefer Torah. And he says the only reason why regular Kriyas HaTorah, each parsha, if one realizes that the Sefer Torah was possible, is not Ma'akiv B'di'eved, he says because Kriyas HaTorah is only a Takonas Nevi'im. It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. But when it comes to remembering what Amalek did, or he says Parshas Parah, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, he says Sefer Torah Psula doesn't work, even b'di'eved. And if one finds a Tois, one has to relayin and is not yoytze that mitzvah of Zechira. The Machzor Shekel also assumes like that, and he says that if one Zechira of Amalek needs a Sefer Torah kosher. Now, even if that's true, that the Zechira of Amalek needs a Sefer Torah kosher, and it will come out that we only do that once a year, we don't do that daily. So if you hold that you need a Sefer Torah kosher, you're going to have to go like those shitas that you only yoytze the mitzvah once a year, but the mitzvah is not daily. But the other zechiras not necessarily need a Sefer Torah kosher. And this the Karen Ayer speaks out in Brachis. The Karen Ayer says because the reason why Parshas Zachar needs a Sefer Torah is because the Pasuk says, Kosev Zois Zikaron Ba-Sefer. Write the Zikaron Ba-Sefer. Write it down in the Sefer Torah. The remembrance of what Amalek did has to do with the Zikaron, the remembrance in the Sefer Torah. That will be necessary to use the Sefer Torah. The other five Zechiris, it doesn't say Ba-Sefer. Over there, surely, we don't need a Sefer Torah, even if you hold that the Zechira of Amalek does need a Sefer Torah. But there are Achrayim and Paiskim that assume that even the Zechira of Amalek does not need specifically to be read from a Sefer Torah. The Shalom Eishiv writes it in a Tshuva, in Madura Tlisa, Chelik Aleph, Tshuva Shin Tzadi. He says that even the Zechira of Amalek is not necessary to have a Sefer Torah kosher. He says the whole problem is that you can't read the Pesukim by heart. Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyata Rishoy Lo'aymri Bal Peh. But one doesn't have to be a Sefer Torah kosher. It could be even from a Chumash Midaraisa. And the Menchatz Chinuch also writes that. Menchatz Chinuch says that Parshas Zachar needs a Sefer Torah, that's only Midrabanon. But Midraisa, one doesn't need to read it from a Sefer Torah. It's interesting that the Tshuva from the Minchas Alazar, the great Munkacher Rav, Munkacher Rebbe, the Minchas Alazar in Chelik Beis, Simon Aleph, he was asked about a certain story that happened. It happened that the week of Shabbos Zachar, as they are rolling the Sefer Torah, assumingly they only had one Sefer Torah, and as they are rolling the Sefer Torah from the Parsha which they leaned to Parsha Zachar, it ripped, one of the Urias ripped out of the Sefer Torah. And now we had it, the Sefer Torah was not attached as one whole Sefer Torah. It was ripped apart, one part came out on the seams and got ripped. So they didn't know what to do. There's a whole tumult, we're holding it apart as Zohar. And assuming there was no other Sefer Torah to use, what should we do? So what they did was that they tied the Urias together with a bow, with a aniva, without making a real knot. And they also did it two people together. There were two people together tied it, so that it should be easier. It should be a question of shnayim sha'asu. It shouldn't be iser deraisa. It shouldn't be over a chiv. Shabbos mideraisa. One is they made a bow instead of a real knot. And secondly, they used two people. The Shalom Yishuv says, and writes in Shuvah after Shabbos, that it was a mistake. Says the Shalom Yishuv, and he brings it from the Torah's Chesed. He says there's no reason that the Raisa one does not need a Sefer Torah kosher. One only can't say it by heart, but one can read it from anywhere. And therefore, Bevad by Lo Yofa also, says the Menchas Elazar, to tie it on Shabbos, even if it's an Isser D'Rabbanon, because one, since it's Midaraisa, one does not have to read it from a Sefer Torah kosher. There was no reason to go and tie it on Shabbos, and to be over any type of, even a Isser Shabbos Midarabbanon, to get that Sefer Torah kosher. So, if we assume that you won't need a Sefer Torah kosher, then we understand very well our Minig, the Shittas HaRambam, that you, the Zechira Midaraisa of Amalek is each and every day. And we're saying that's what the Arizal was noyig to say in each and every day. The answer is, it's not, you don't need a Sefer Torah Midaraisa. And therefore, we don't use the Sefer Torah each and every day. The Takana, the Rabbanon, to read it once a week, once a year, the year of Shabbos Zachar, the week before Purim, there, the minhag was to use the Kriyas Torah. That was the Takana Rabbanon to read it out of the Sefer Torah. But there's another problem that we have to deal with. And that is, do we need a tzibur? Do you need 10 people to hear together when we read Parshas Zachar? Do we need a tzibur? So, if you hold that we do it each and every day, obviously we don't have a tzibur. We don't do it when even those who read, like the Minhag HaRizal, after davening they say the Sheish Sechiras, or they have it in mind in the bracha of Avar Abba, but we don't do it specifically, everyone together, with tzibur, 10 people, even one who davenes b'yichidus, or says the Sheish Sechiras himself after davening, there's no tzibur there, they don't do it with 10 people. So the Menchas Chenech over there says that just like he assumes this, the Sefer Torah is only Drabbanon, and one doesn't need a Sefer Torah Midaraisa, he says this they need a Tzibur is also Midarabbanon. Midaraisa, you don't need 10 people, it doesn't have to be read with Tzibur. But there's a Rosh, there's a Shittas HaRosh in Brachis, that the Rosh says very clearly one needs a Tzibur Midaraisa, and he says that is why the Meister, the Rabbi Lazar, freed his Eved. He freed his slave. To why? Because they needed a minion. Ask the Rosh, what's the case? A minion is not the Raisa. How could one free his slave, which is over a mitzvah, that one should not free his slave for a minion? Says the Rosh that he freed his slave to make the tzibur, to make the minion of Kriyas Parshas Zachar Shuhu Mena Torah. It sounds very clearly in the Rosh that one needs a tzibur, one needs 10 people to read Parshas Zachar, to be yoytzer the mitzvah of Parshas Zachar. If this is true, then we have to come to the conclusion that the Rosh held that Parshas Zachar is a once-a-year mitzvah. Because that's surely we don't have a mitzvah each and every day, bit siber, that's not what we do, that we have a reading with 10 people each and every day. We only do that once a year. So assumingly, the Rosh assumed that the mitzvah of Zechiras Ma'aseh HaMolek is that once a year when we read it in the Torah with 10 people, we read a bit siber. But we want to try to clarify if the Rosh that says that the mitzvah is bit siber and that it's only once a year, is that only the mitzvah of Zechiras Ma'aseh HaMolek, Parshas HaMolek? Or does he hold the other Zechiras also need a tzibur? And when do we have that? When we read the parsha, like the Machzor HaShekel says, like we mentioned earlier, the Machzor HaShekel says that we yoytze the mitzvah when we read the parsha in each week when we read the parsha. So first, let's try to understand why would we need a tzibur? Why is the Rosh assuming that we need tzibur? Why do we need 10 people for the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek? So I want to mention two svaras that we see in the Achronim. The Keren Oira in Brachos Daf Hei says the Keren Oira that really that the mitzvah needs a tzibur, needs 10 people, because the mitzvah is to remind us of the mitzvah to do nekama against Amalek. That is the mitzvah of tzibur. That needs the tzibur of Klal Yisrael as a whole. And therefore, since the mitzvah of Zechira is to remind us of the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek, of Nikmas Hashem Ba'amalek, that needs a tzibur. And the Pu'al Socher also speaks that out over there in the Ma'aser Rav. And the Pu'al Socher says that this depends on the Machlokes Rishonim. The Chinuch holds that the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek is not a mitzvah on the tzibur. It's a mitzvah on each yachid to do. But the reyim, the shitas yireyim, is that the mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMolek is a mitzvah only on the tzibur, not on each yachid, and therefore the Kriyas HaTorah also will be on the tzibur, on 10 people. Then the Pu'al Socher adds another interesting svara, and the Pu'al Socher says like this. Says the Pu'al Socher that since being Meiche HaMolek, erasing Amalek's name is very important because the Gemara tells us in Hashem Shalom, Hashem's Heilige name is not complete. Ve'in HaKiseh Shalom, the Kiseh HaKav is not complete. Atchiyim Cheshmoish Amalek, says the Pu'al Socher, becomes like a Dover Shebekedusha. A Dover Shebekedusha needs 10 people. If you assume one of these two svaras, that either because the mitzvah of Mechiyas Amalek needs a tzibur, or because it's a davar shebekedusha, because ein Hashem shalom and ein Akisei shalom, without erasing Amalek, then we could assume maybe it's only the whole Rosh that said you need a tzibur, that's only but a mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, of Parshas Zachar. The other mitzvahs, maybe that you can be yoytza each and every day. To say one more, and we'll end with this svara. There's a sefer Mini Targumo from Reb Shaya Pick, the Gilyon HaShas. And Reb Shaya Pick said he was asked once by his Hagoyin HaMenoyach Reb Yosef Tumim, the Rav of Breslau. And he said he was asked, why does Parshas Zachar we do each and every year, which we don't find in the other Zechiras? And he said to answer, he said that by Amalek it says, Zachar Loy Sishkach. Loy Sishkach, do not forget. We know the amount of Shikchel. What is forgetting? The amount one forgets is 12 months. Therefore, he says, Zachar, the Zechir of what Amalek does, that is once a year. And he goes and says, the other Zechiras, maybe it's not once in a lifetime. Once in 7 years. Who said you'll need each and every year? But we could use his svara and say the opposite. By Amalek, where it says Zachar Loy Sishkach, the remembrance is dependent on the not forgetting. That's once a year. The Loy Sishkach is a Shir Shikha. It's once in 12 months. So therefore, the description of what remembering is don't forget. which is only once a year. The other zechiras, the other remembrance, which does not say each and every, does not say loisishkach, that doesn't need each and every year. That doesn't need Yud Beis Chodesh. Maybe over there the mitzvah of zechira is to remember more often, because the remembrance is not just not to forget, but the mitzvah of zechira. If there's a mitzvah of zechira, maybe that's each and every day, or more often than once a year, because the mitzvah of zechira is not just the loisishkach. The mitzvah of zechira is a mitzvah by itself. Remember, and remember, it could be more often, even more than once a year.